I came to him for support in my claim that the one I am with should be sent away. This one, she no longer brings me delight. Where there used to be laughter, now there only seems to be petty gripes. I don't want this for my life, to dread coming home at night. This anxiety I feel just cannot be right. I feel trapped. Between her and me, there exists an impassable gap. And every shred of hope within me to proceed, I fear has been sapped. I can't even pray. Can't think of much else to say. But this man they call Messiah says, don't send her away. Telling me that my heart has turned hard. As if years of disregard shouldn't leave me emotionally scarred. But then again, we are and were in the beginning created as him and her. So maybe there's some truth in his word that ought be considered, because really and truly, I don't want a divorce. For more than to simply save face, I must change course. If marriage is yours, then it must be worth more than the heartache and resentment that eats away at my core. Therefore, to you I must implore, soften my heart, Lord. Give me that love that was from the beginning, so I might be joined to her, united in the oneness you've been giving. Soften my heart, Lord, so that to her I might cleave. Help me to find my faith that I might come to believe. Make her to be to me as that rib of my own. Make me to proclaim, to exclaim her as my very flesh, my very bone. Soften my heart, Lord, that we might live as you ordain, to stand before each other and you naked, unashamed. Make this our marriage mirror the working of you, the triune, an interpenetrating union where selfish ambitions are consumed. Soften my heart, Lord. Help me to love as you love, to live together as one in sacrificial communion. From since creation, you deemed it not good for me to be alone. So for my frustrations to deceive me must be, because my heart's turned to stone. Bring joy into my home. Renew our union more and more. Make your grace upon us now and ever to outpour. So that me and she may with our life glorify thee. Oh, please soften my heart, Lord.